This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
So it seems as though we have a clip. You want to set it up for us?
I'd like to, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, we'll just roll it.
And now, the whole show's clip of the day.
All right, we're getting, you know, late June here, Michael, so we've had plenty of opportunities to see how Major League Baseball's new ABS Challenge feature has fared. Before we get into that, here's Rockies manager Warren Schaefer talking about just kind of how he's viewed the ABS Challenge so far. Here he is.
Yeah, I am a fan of it, yes. I think it's definitely improved the game. I think it's improved the fan experience. I think the fans love it. It adds another level of excitement to the game. It gives the players a say. I mean, I'll tell you, one of the biggest things that has gone down that is huge for me is the argument with the umpire has gone way down, like not even close, from both managers and players. So it makes a more cleaner affair in that sense.
I've noticed that too. Like, and this goes credit to the umpires too. There's not they take it. They take their lumps. They see a guy pat their helmet. They don't look any. And again, I watch a lot of Rockies, but they don't look like they're like, come on, really? You're challenging my. No. They turn. They call for it quickly. They're not huffing and puffing. What?
I've seen clips where the umpires don't always. They either aren't paying attention or like they just don't think at all, or I don't know what's going on in their heads, but there have been a couple times where someone's patted themselves on the helmet.
Well,
the umpire's like, meh.
But have you seen them get pissed off because a guy has patted the helmet?
Not that I'm aware of.
But I think it's still new. I mean, this is baseball we're talking about. They're pretty locked into the way they do things, so it's still a new process. So to see a guy maybe get confused by it once or twice or a few times, I haven't really witnessed that, and I watch the Rockies at least almost every night, portions of the game, not every game, but close. And like last night, I watched the Braves and the Brewers late, and I didn't really. I haven't really thought. And again, I think it's really been. I think it had for as big of a rule change that this is. This is, I think, it's been fairly seamless.
I think this is a good rule change.
Fans love it, and it's quick. It doesn't take long. It's an automated review system. So as soon as they pat their helmet, you could count to like four, and then it pops up and it delivers it, and it tells you right there. There's no arguing it at that point. And it's not over the top because they only get two challenges per game. They get to keep them if successful. So it's not like we're doing this all the time. And I think what you're also seeing is players maybe earlier were challenging the heck out of things if they had them. I think you've seen that slow down, at least from what I've seen. That slowed down a little bit because it's kind of like, all right, I'm looking at the statistics of this. And most of the time, the umps are pretty close. So we're not fighting it a whole lot. Well, I mean, a lot of times, it's close. If they are wrong, it's you can see why an eyeball would not be able to get that exactly right. It could go either way. So I almost wonder if it's also given a deeper appreciation. I'm not trying to build up the umps or anything, but for some of these batters and even catchers, I guess pitchers don't do it as much, but those are the three guys that can do it, obviously. I almost wonder if it's given a deeper appreciation of just how hard it is to call those, because a lot of these that are being challenged are pretty much on the right there on that line, really close. But I haven't heard. Have you? So you've been watching these videos. Are you hearing like negative reaction to this? Because I just haven't seen it. It's all been pretty positive. I didn't know how I felt about it at the beginning. It's kind of back and forth. But yeah, I think it has been a great move for Major League Baseball.
I'm hearing more negative from players who have tapped their helmet and been ignored by umpires. And it's only happened a couple times.
Do they correct it? Does the ump, they just keep going?
No, the ump does what they normally do. I didn't see it.
I haven't seen that. I'm not saying you're a liar.
The YouTube channel that I watch, the guy just, he reads people's lips.
I've heard of that dude.
Yeah, that guy's awesome.
I've seen like there was a manager, I can't remember who it was, said he purposely
covered his
mouth because he didn't want to end up on that dude's YouTube.
I think it was the Padres.
Was it the Padres? Yeah. So Warren Schaefer, obviously, complimentary. And I think it has been pretty well received across Major League Baseball and its fan base. So well done. Well done, MLB. Texter here from more on the NFL stuff and the Sorsby stuff. Oklahoma says, it seems like NFL teams have held open tryouts for field goal kickers. Can't remember any other positions. Well, and Dixon says, he's like, hey, I just did some further research. Any person off the street can sign with an NFL team. No rules prohibiting it. I'm not saying any person off the street can't theoretically sign. I'm just saying, like, any person off the street can't just call for a tryout. Sorsby can sign next year. Why is it that he can't sign right now in 2026? Because he's fresh out of college, and he did not, according to the rules that we found, he did not declare for the draft. And then when the supplemental draft, he became eligible for that because he bowed out of college, and he declared himself ineligible for a final year of college, which maybe he's regretting now. Maybe he's wishing he would have just kept fighting with Texas Tech, but sounds like they were kind of like, come on, man, move out the door here. So he won't play, and that's just what we know, Dixon. I'm just telling you, he cannot play in 2026. He can play in 2027. He can play in 2027.
Even if he was eligible, I mean, do you really want to take a risk with the history of like a few players, like?
I don't know, but
losing
I like
my
it.
Mind.
Keep going.
With the history of players and now the NFL cracking down on players.
Yes.
Like, do you want to do this right now? There's a difference. 1982, when that guy was drafted and got arrested a couple times. And
where
now,
we are now.
Plus, and this has been the biggest story across all sports.
Yes, and this has only increased. So whatever, like I said, bring up the rules and give me examples of guys that have been allowed to play NFL football after they've gambled, whether in college or the NFL. And there might be examples of that in the 80s. Maybe in the 90s. But we're not seeing it now. That's the point. So like when Dixon says, on the text line, First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043, when he says some team will take a chance on him, that's just what they do, this is different now. Some team will take a chance on a guy who had a drug problem in college. Absolutely. Some guys will take a chance on a dude that stole crab legs. Absolutely. Some teams will take a chance on a lot of things that have happened in the college landscape. But they won't. What I don't is yet to be seen is that NFL teams won't take a chance on gambling, guys. Like Dixon just texted, he apparently had an addiction, so he will get a chance. Really? He's got an addiction.
I mean, it happened in 1982.
Yeah, he's got
But he didn't play in the league. He played for 13 games.
He's saying he has an addiction to sports gambling and. Don't,
there's sports
again,
gambling all over the place.
Again, inviting him to your franchise, which is you are inundated with gambling. There's gambling apps and there's gambling advertisements all over the field and all over other games you're going to watch. You're always going to be reminded of gambling. So I don't know if a team takes that chance because that's a really big risk for a guy that was pretty good with Cincinnati.
I mean,
pretty good.
The option, the chances that the Broncos are going to name their stadium Bet Rivers Stadium at Mile High or Broncos Field at Bet Rivers Stadium is going to be
They have
lots of money.
It's always going to be surrounding you. And if an NFL team says, yeah, this guy has an addiction to that, how do we keep him from getting back into that? I mean, that's extra work on your behalf that you have to do in making sure you're holding his hand every day and making sure he's not gambling. Because if you do, you're going to take the hit for it. You're going to be the team that did this. You're going to get fined. You might even lose a draft pick. I don't know. I don't know. You might. If you employ a guy that you knew had a gambling problem and then he's out gambling, you don't mess with the game. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter on whether he gambled on his team or not. And that's the worst. Mm-hmm. But gambling on that same sport, gambling on your peers is a problem. Even having fantasy drafts as a player, the NFL used to promote that. I don't think they allow that anymore. No,
you can't play fantasy football. If you play in the NFL, you can't play fantasy football.
I remember when fantasy football first came out, they had NFL players promoting it. But because it's become so intertwined with money,
they still might allow them to promote it. They allow players to promote gambling apps, don't they? No, former players. Like Drew Brees was all over, but maybe he was retired after that.
He was retired.
Big Hub says, I respect the NFL telling him that. You need to truly get help, not just after a few months, I'm good to go. Right. And that's kind of what the NFL's doing. You're not going to play in 2026. Dixon says he can get help. How long are you going to make him wait? At least a year. I mean, he's been in what, gambling rehab for 5 seconds? There's no football to gamble on right now.
Yeah,
I'm clean. I haven't gambled, in 3 months. Well, there isn't football. And I'm not saying, did he gamble when he was at Cincinnati? He tried. We know that for a fact. He tried with Cincinnati. They were alerted to it. And he said he was locked out. He couldn't get in. And Cincinnati apparently dropped it after that. He should be in trouble for trying it.
Yeah, going and buying cocaine after you've been suspended from the league for doing cocaine, even though you didn't do cocaine, you tried to.
It's like, again, there's no football to gamble on right now. It's like saying I'm 3 months sober, but I've been on a deserted island for 3 months. I haven't touched a drop of alcohol in 3 months. Well, it's because you were on an island with Tom Hanks, Castaway.
I think the 1 year thing is very, very good. He does have to get his brain back together. He does have to get this problem
fixed. At least a year.
Because he just dropped a nuclear bomb. Like, you don't go into Nagasaki 2 days after you drop the nuclear bomb. You got to wait.
And football hasn't even started yet. You need to do at least a full year. And you also need to have a full year while football is happening, because that's your addiction. That's what you've been gambling on, at least portions of it, probably other sports. But we know football was a problem. Travis, the new guy, I want to know how he can sign next year since he broke what seems to be like a cardinal sin rule in all sports. Well, he can because he didn't break the NFL's rule. So he can sign if a team will sign him next year, not this year. Now, if he gets in and does it in the NFL, then yeah, he's out. He's out for good. There's no year. There's no rehab. There's no amount that's going to work. Who says he has to wait a year? The Pete Thamel, ESPN. It's in the story. He will not play, factually, he will not play in 2026. Pete Thamel reporting on the story. That is who says it.
Unless he wins his lawsuit, which I don't see him doing.
Yeah, they're gonna. Yeah,
the NFL is bigger than Texas Tech.
Yeah,
a judge from Texas might say something, and the NFL and all 7,000 of their lawyers are gonna find a way to postpone this for a year.
Yes, again, Pete Thamel's article. Quarterback Brendan Sorsby will not play in the NFL in 2026 as the league has elected not to hold a supplemental draft. That, I mean, that's a pretty damn good reporter right there. So this is Pete Thamel and Adam Schefter saying that. So
those are names.
He is going to have to wait a year. Dixon says, why can't he play? There is no rule that says he can't. He, from what we know, he did not declare for the NFL draft in time, and there will be no supplemental draft. So maybe there is a year buffer in between. I'm trying to figure it out as much as you are, but I just know what this is. This report indicates that, and what we've seen is that they have to at least wait a year. Why is that? I don't know exactly.
I mean, I remember Colin Kaepernick when he had open tryouts, and there was some controversy around that. But he had open tryouts. They didn't try him out. He tried them out.
Well, he was supposed to go to an NFL-sanctioned NFL tryout, and then he changed the venue at the last minute and had people come to him instead. And the NFL's like, we're not playing.
I think it was just the Falcons.
We're not playing these games. And here's also what the NFL says, Dixon. As Commissioner Goodell has emphasized, participation in the NFL is a privilege that carries with it significant responsibilities, including accountability. By all accounts, you are a talented player with the potential for future success. We encourage you to focus on preparing for possible entry into the NFL through the 2027 NFL annual draft. I don't have the real reason why you can't just sign him. I wondered the same thing, too. But based on this report and based on this spokesperson for the NFL, they are saying you will have a shot to play in the NFL through the 2027 NFL draft.
He has $5 million from Texas Tech minus all the money he's paying his lawyer. You've got a year to fix this issue. You can hire some people to help you train. So it's not the end of the road for him, but, I mean, there are some obstacles on that road, and most people aren't taking that road.
And I get where Dixon's coming from. Like, Michael, we've seen guys not get drafted all the time, right? But then they can sign on as a free agent. Well, he did not declare for the draft. He was still a college football player, did not declare for the draft. So then when they have a then they say, okay, you just now decided to pull out and now you're not eligible to play in college. The supplemental draft is designed for just that. If you're getting wind that your time is running out in college or whatever, and you think you're still good, then you have to dismiss your eligibility for your final year by June, what was it, June 20-something, was it? So you could be in an NFL supplemental draft, which only happens every so often, apparently, if the NFL deems it necessary to have a supplemental draft.
And he did this with 5 days left. Sorry, guys. That looks really suspicious.
Yeah, so they shut that down. So my guess is it has something to do with the fact he did not declare for the draft. He was still a college player when the draft happened. And several months after the draft happened. So the next step was the supplemental draft. So you can't just sign on with the team because it prevents them. Oh, I don't like where I'm going to college. I don't like this. Blah, blah, blah. I'm just going to go play in the NFL. They want it to be a lot tighter. Now, why is it a year? I don't know the answer. Faith says, yeah, good for the NFL. He needs to prove himself of change. Who's to say he'd even be good for the NFL? I don't think personally he would be good for the NFL. Personally,
especially
no.
With all the rules they've implemented, 1982 was 45 years ago. 45 years ago, football was way different, and they didn't have gambling sponsors, and gambling wasn't, sports betting wasn't allowed throughout the country. This is way different.
Big Hub texting in, and the worst thing is that he sued and fought for gambling. If he can't do that, if he didn't do that, it could have been different. Yeah, maybe if he would have taken his lumps and said, I screwed it up. I could fight it and try to be eligible for another year, but I'm going to own this and I'm going to fix this. I'm not going to gamble and I will prepare my mind and body for the NFL at a later date. Maybe that would have helped him get into a supplemental draft, but he didn't do that. He fought tooth and nail until he realized this is probably a fight I'm not going to win. And I got news for Sorsby and his attorney. If you couldn't beat the Big 12, you damn sure ain't going to beat the NFL.
Yeah, he threw a Hail Mary on this one, and it got picked off and run back in the end zone.
Texter, the only person screwed from this whole thing is Texas Tech. Yeah, Texas Tech is probably getting a lot of, not to say they don't deserve some heat, but they're probably getting a lot of unnecessary heat. Because I don't think, honestly, they handled it the worst way. In the moment, maybe even on the show, I said, oh, Texas Tech's the bad guy. But as it progressed, I don't know that they could have handled it better. The round table, some of the things they said, the president saying, hey, we want the NCAA to address, you know, the rules, maybe change the rules. That kind of stuff doesn't work. Saying he didn't commit murder or anything like that. Coach McGuire saying that. I didn't like that. But they were dealt with a judge that said, no, he has a mental health addiction. And because of that, we're going to take it seriously and allow him to be eligible at least. And Texas Tech said, all right, well, I mean, we don't want to be sued, and we don't want to be bad guys for not, you know, paying attention to someone's mental health. You know, we don't want to do that. We know we need to take mental health more seriously in this country. So Texas Tech tried, kind of. But then it kept getting worse, and then they're seeing the Big 12 is going to come after them. Maybe keep, you know, ban postseason play for them. So this whole reason they got Sorsby was to have a good shot to win the Big 12 and go to the playoffs. All that would be for naught. And it'd be, you know, you put up with all of that for nothing. So I don't necessarily think Texas Tech is the ultimate bad guy. I don't even know if they're the bad guy. I just think they probably should have picked their spots a little better when they chose to talk. Dixon says, if no supplemental and he dropped out, he should be able to sign. You only have to declare for the draft if you are coming out early. But he didn't. He was still a college student a week and a half ago. He was a college student a week and a half ago.
Couldn't declare for the draft.
Yeah, he couldn't. He was still a college. Listen, it is kind of hazy, I'll give you that. But this is what we're hearing. And the NFL spokesperson that we're referring to said, good luck next year. Like, you can fight this all you want with me, Dixon, but this is what's being said. Why can't he sign on with the team if a team potentially wants him? There's something within the NFL draft that leads to the supplemental draft, and if that doesn't happen, it shuts you down for a year. I don't know the answer. Normally, you know, 99.9% of the time, I have the answer for you. But I don't have the answer for you here. All I know is that he's not going to play, according to this report, unless he wins some kind of a lawsuit until 2027. Could he sign on with a practice squad in 2026? I don't think so, based on what I'm seeing. Texas Tech was screwed because they don't have a quarterback. They paid him $5 million, and they have a bad look from this. Well, that too. I mean, they put all their eggs in that basket. And then this happened. 29 minutes after the hour, Mike. Let's jump out and get the late. Or no, let's just take a quick break first. I'm getting ahead of myself. That was a long segment. My gosh. The whole show continues. What will the Nuggets do tonight? Also, I have some news. Somewhat breaking news, courtesy of DNVR Nuggets, and we'll get to that coming up next.
Another prep season in the books, and soon we'll be looking ahead to high school football season. Hear Coach speak weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition. Every business deserves a bank, that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Brock Wisney, former UNC men's basketball player, and you're listening to The Whole Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
You don't have to turn it down so fast. Why do you turn it down so fast? You don't have to do that. Man, you just buzzkill. Buzz Killington strikes again. Mike, let that breathe for a second. Like, why you fade it down so fast, man? It's so good.
I've quite a mastery of the humorous yawn.
That is you. That is so you. We're having a good time today.
Let's both revisit the birth of the Doily Cot Opera Company.
Buzz Killington strikes again. Let's read some text. Oklahoma, the NFL is giving him his chance to get right and hope for next year. If he's clean on the Sorsby stuff, he should get a shot at playing. The NFL has players that have recovered from other addictions. I don't necessarily disagree. Give it a year. Give me a full year of this rehab that he's in while football's happening.
And the Browns will take a serious look at him.
John texting in, even if he was free to sign this year, there's no NFL team that would take a chance on that because it was proven he gambled in college. Like it or not, gambling is rule number one. Yes. Eastside Chris, I guess I'm old school, but you break the rules, you pay the price.
Yeah. I mean,
I wish it was as cut and dry as that, but it's just not.
Old school is kind of becoming new school
when it comes
in the NFL.
To gambling, yeah. Dixon, want to be clear, I'm not arguing with you. I'm just playing devil's advocate, and I respect that. Just trying to understand. I don't agree with what he did and how and when he dealt with it. Just feels like someone is playing God without anything actually legal to fall back on. There's got to be something. Now, to your devil's advocate point, Sorsby's lawyer is saying this is a direct violation of the CBA. Now, he's a lawyer. You would hope he doesn't just say things without going in and doing his extensive research. His agent can say stuff without doing that, but not his attorney. So I'm curious, too. I asked the same question, Dixon. I'm just saying, I don't know why, Michael, a team can't just sign him. Because we see guys not get drafted all the time. And again, you could say, well, he didn't declare for the draft, so he's still a college student. That something there has to do with what we're seeing right here. Is it a year removed, maybe? If you don't declare for the draft in time, and then there is no supplemental draft, is it like it doesn't count, so you can't even sign on as a free agent? That's the only thing I can understand on this.
Yeah, the NFL rules are really rigid, and they're rigid for a reason. Because there's going to be a team, the Patriots, who are going to try to find a way to skirt the rules, Raiders.
I'm guessing there's something in one of their rules, when they go to like section 8, page 11, section whatever, blah, blah, blah. There's probably something in there that says if a player fails to declare for the draft in time and there is no supplemental draft, that player cannot sign on for at least a year. I'm guessing that's something in the rule book, and I'll dig into that later. We got the news during the show today. So.
Yeah, and I'm guessing the reason why they didn't have the supplemental draft, probably on top of what they wrote in that letter,
yeah.
But I'm guessing nobody had interest.
Well, I just had somebody tweet at me and ask that. Is this because there were NFL teams that weren't interested? Maybe, maybe not. But to me, it sounds more like the NFL flat out said, we're going to stop this before it starts. We're not even going to give anybody a chance to put a bid out there for a draft pick.
Yeah, the suspicious timeline of this makes the NFL, I think, obvious winners. And I don't know, like, at least you're so close to the event happening. You're in the lawsuits, like, and more information coming out of Cincinnati. I don't know if any NFL team is interested in him right now.
Like I said, man, it's unprecedented, right? We don't really have, in this new world of gambling, not that gambling's new, but the access to it and the allowance of gambling companies to promote their companies inside games and all that. So that's the new world I'm talking about. We haven't seen a guy break the rules like this and get let back in. I can't recall. So again, you can say, Brady, they let so many other guys in that have broken a bunch of rules and they get better and blah, 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 blah. Yes, but not gambling. Not a guy that says he has a serious gambling addiction on sports. We haven't seen it. We haven't seen a guy get let back in to do that.
And with Tom Brady, it was, he's Tom Brady. And on top of that, it was more likely than not was the ruling.
Yeah, they couldn't really prove that he took air out. And Mike, the amount of air he took out was, and I guess that's neither here nor there for some. But remember, I did this on the show. We like took the amount of air out of the football. We got a fully aired up football, NFL football, to what its standards were. I don't remember the exact we did a scientific experiment here on the show.
You're not the only one.
And we took the amount of air out that he allegedly took out, or that somebody allegedly took out. And I'm serious, like you can't really tell for us, normal people. NFL guys were like, yeah, we could tell there's something off here. But again, they didn't. Beside the point. They didn't prove that he did it. Now, and Sorsby was like accused of it and nobody ever proved it, then we have a different ballgame.
Yeah, and you had quarterbacks like Drew Brees come out in support of him saying, yes, air does go out of the ball. Air pressure is different when it's really cold outside.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Drew supported Tom?
Yeah.
In that? Our quarterbacks stick together, Mike.
They do, but also they know things about a football that we don't.
Correct. And they have a feel for it. Obviously, they have a football in their hands all the time. They know. I mean, different sport, but like Steph Curry, one time he's bouncing the ball on the floor on the basketball court. Did you see that video? He's bouncing the ball on the floor, and he finds a spot like in the paint where the ball doesn't bounce as high, and he's like, what the hell's wrong here? Turns out there was some issue with one of the slabs of wood in the court. And so they had to fix it because it was like whatever was happening there wasn't allowing the ball to bounce the proper way. You and I wouldn't have thought twice about that. You would have been fumbling and double dribbling and traveling all over the place, and it wouldn't have even crossed your little brain.
If you have a tool in your hand and you've been using that tool for decades, even in baseball, like pitchers can go, oh, this ball has something on it.
Mm-hmm.
Umpires,
oh,
this ball has something on it.
True.
Batters, they can probably tell the difference between a regular bat and a corked bat.
Yeah. But the point is, with Tom Brady, it was never proven that he did that.
He had come out and said, I did it. He would have been suspended because he's Tom Brady. He still would have been suspended, but probably for like 8 games rather than, you know, 4.
Or the season. But that's Tom Brady.
It's Tom Brady. Yeah. And Sorsby is no Tom Brady.
No.
Sorsby cannot get over a mistake.
If Brandon Sorsby was Andrew Luck, are we talking different today? Today. Let's fast forward. It's Andrew Luck in 2026, and he did everything that Sorsby did. Are we talking? Are we telling a different story here?
No, we are not. Brandon Sorsby still screwed himself over. It would make Andrew Luck look bad too, and he's one of the most respected people.
He was
all of
one
sports.
Of the most sure things in an NFL draft. I mean, maybe ever. And I know his career wasn't long by his own choice, but he was one of the sure things. Like the one sure thing, 43 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
All right, I got some more information. I saw this, let's see, let me find his info. It's Dan Viennes, who does a Seahawks podcast. The language is clear. You must go through the draft process to enter into the league, even for the regular draft. Any player who hasn't exhausted all of their college eligibility has to apply, including every underclassman who wants to enter early, saying, as you know, a rookie can't sign with a team without first being draft available. The only way he could sign on with a team as a free agent would be next year if he goes through the draft process and doesn't get drafted. So you have to kind of at least declare for the draft is what I'm saying. And then you don't have to get drafted, but you have to be in that world. And then the supplemental draft is used for offshoot, you know, interesting circumstances, whatever. So that's what we know at this point. 48 minutes after the hour. When we come back, what do we learn? We'll wrap up the show here today on a Tuesday. We'll be right back.
Rodeo Radio. Free tickets.
It's free, right?
Daily updates. When it comes to the Greeley Stampede, KFKA has you covered. Here's Stampede coverage on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets podcast, and you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Holmes.
Trying a new song.
No, go back to the old one. Right now. This isn't what we learned music.
This is NFL Films music.
No,
though.
Please. Go back to the old one. I don't like this. This is not good.
Okay, I'll drop this one.
Okay. Go for it for now. Do it for now. What did we learn today? I'm way off because it's too peppy for what did we learn. But what did we learn?
Well, I learned that you don't like this music. I also learned that, this whole Brendan Sorsby thing is a disaster. The more we look into it, the worse it gets.
Go away, Brendan. Go away. Also, I didn't get to the breaking news. Jonas Valanciunas, Michael. Sounds like he's trying to get out again. He plans to sign a 2-year deal with a team in Europe once his NBA contract situation is resolved. They have a $10 million option on him, on his contract for next season. Well, if he goes away, you got room, I guess. I don't know how you guys feel about that. We'll talk about that more tomorrow. Please, not this. Again. All right, that'll do it. We'll be back on a Wednesday. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.